Welcome to Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, Andrew Swadner sits down for part one of a two-part interview with State Senator Julian Garrett on the latest from the Iowa legislature.
Welcome back. Talking with Senator Julian Garrett about legislative news here in week three of the legislative session. Senator, thank you for joining us. Going well, I suppose. I haven't heard of too much on the budget yet, so kind of talk about where we sit right now and where you're working on, especially in the judiciary where you sit on that committee.
Yes, thank you for having me on. We are working right now on the K-12 funding for the coming fiscal year that'll start July 1. By law, we're supposed to have that done in 30 days of the start of the session. And a few years ago, that wasn't done very regularly, but we have been doing it now, and we plan to do it again this year. I don't have a number yet, but the governor has presented her recommendations, and we will start with that and work to come to an agreement with the House and the governor on the funding for the coming year. I would like to point out that we get blamed for, quote, cutting K-12 education, unquote. When I say we, I'm talking about Republicans. And in fact, since I've been in the legislature, my first year was 2011, we have never once cut K-12 education. In fact, we've increased funding by $934 million since the fiscal year 2010. And the last time K-12 education was cut was under Governor Culver when he did his 10% across the board cut in 2009. So we have consistently increased funding. I know a lot of people have complained that it's not enough, and I have found being on appropriations during those 10 years that most everybody says that we didn't give them enough, but we have actually been. In Iowa, our state funding for education has increased over the last 10 years or so, more than almost all the other states in the union. We're number four, as a matter of fact, in increased state funding. And then I remind everybody, we just passed last year, we extended the penny sales tax for infrastructure for another 20 years. So, we think we're doing a pretty good job with our education funding and the rest of our funding. We have had surpluses here the last several years, and we anticipate another surplus at the end of the current fiscal year, and we're working on our budget now for the fiscal year that will begin this next July 1. And I'm rather fortunate. I'm grateful to our leadership for the confidence they've expressed in me. I do chair the Justice Systems Budget Subcommittee, and that handles 10% of the state general fund and covers such things as the courts and the prisons and the Justice Department, legal aid, civil rights, law enforcement academy, public defense, public safety, and those are all, in my opinion, very critical departments of state government. If we don't have public safety and justice, we don't have much of a civilized society. So those are very important parts of government, in my opinion, and we have just begun working on the proposals for next year. The governor's made her proposals, and we will listen to the presentations from these various groups, and toward the end of the year, legislative year, we will come up with budgets for the coming year, and they'll be responsible budgets, and we'll meet the needs of Iowans, but not overspend.
Once again, that was part one of a two-part interview with State Senator Julian Garrett. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola. Find today's news headlines 24 hours a day at KNIACableS.com.